heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in-network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Simply because as that prospers, one thing that is important is that you start believing for healing. Amen. And stop just, amen, allowing medication. Yes. The medication has a place. Yes. But I'm of this persuasion, meditation can take the place of medication. Yes. You get enough of that word in your mind. And let that word start taking over your mind and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. God will defy natural order. Amen. Let me give you just a little peek into that realm. You know, as far as we can see is the speed of light. We can't see beyond that. 186,000 miles, blah, 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 per second. That's why we can't see beyond that. If we could travel that fast, I love these statistics. If we could travel that fast, if we had a spacecraft that could travel that fast, we'd be to the moon in 1.3 seconds. We'd be to our sun in 8.3 minutes. We'd be to the edge of the Milky Way, traveling at the speed of light, in 2,000 years. And we'd be at the edge of the observable universe in 93 billion years. Traveling at the speed of light. Now, God and the angels are on the other side of the speed of light. Now, I've shared this testimony before. When I saw this, some of the things in heaven, the question is, and I'm completely persuaded of this, the question is, how can you see a million people and the one in front of you, you see them clear, and the millionth person, you see them just as clear. Something about space and time. See, there was an angel that stood before the throne of God, and before you knew it, they were standing before one of the prophets.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Now, it takes 93 billion years traveling at the speed of light to get to the observable.
Amen.
All that we have been able to see.
Amen.
But that angel, boom. So, when we understand that spirit dimension versus this dimension that we live in, and how God is not limited to the finite,
amen,
to time and space, He stands outside of all this stuff. So tell somebody right now, it ain't never too late. God can turn back the hands of time if need be. Because He's ahead of it, He's behind it, He's in it. He's in control of it. What He needs to see is faith. Sometimes something intentional needs to be done. Joshua said, "Son, don't move. Moon, stay where you at. I got a job here to finish." God heard his voice. That sun and that moon obeyed him and stood still for 24 hours. They didn't move. Joshua discomfited the enemy. And then the sun said, all right, they finished. We can get back to our normal process. Well, if he did that for Joshua, tell somebody he'll do some things for you too. I tell you, he can reverse some aging. Some of the elders should have gave a big hand clap. He can get rid of some of them aches and pains. See, they come with aging. It ain't that God's mad at you. It comes with the territory. He can remove some of that stuff. Let me go on here. Why? How? Get that mind renewed. What is it? Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That means to, literally, it means to think young. You don't have to, you know, act like a jitterbug. If I'm all right saying that, jitterbug, you know. But think young. Why think old and dusty and decrepit? It's over. Abraham and Sarah. Abraham just turned 100. God said, it's time. When he got back to the tent that evening, Sarah had the tent full of candles, had the music playing. Abe said, Sarah, you feeling what I'm feeling? Yeah, Abe, I'm feeling what you feel. Why? It was time for a promise to be fulfilled. God is a promise keeper. Tell somebody right now, don't you dare give up on the promise. I have found something out. The more you mature, the more God will allow things to go on around you that speak against the promise. But it doesn't change the fulfillment of the promise. You got to get focused. You got to have purpose. You got to bind and loose some stuff. In other words, some stuff comes onto your shoulders. There's some things you need to do. God's going to do his part. At the appointed time, I will visit you. You can't stop the promise. If anybody can, it's you. Not anybody else. Amen? Tell somebody right now, stay focused. Part of staying focused is learning the time to speak and the time not to speak. So let's establish this. We prosper and we experience health. I know there are battles. I know many have battles. Sometimes their battle is with health. Amen. But let's take the word for what it means to us. If I continue to prosper in my mind, don't mean that I ain't never gonna have an ache or pain. I mean, you understand, it comes with aging, this temple. Though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. He's renewed. So which one is gonna govern you? So I wish above all things, John says, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul. In accordance to the prosperity of your soul, how do you think? Amen. What is your conclusion? Amen. The devil is a liar. I hear somebody say, everybody got to die with something. Elijah never died. Enoch never died. See, some folks don't understand. There are people today, even though they may not be in the annals of Scripture, that translate. God don't change. See, some of y'all don't read enough. You understand testimony. There was actually a lady, she wrote a book called Entering the Gates. Rebecca Springer, maybe someone is familiar with her. She wrote a book, an incredible book, when God took her to glory and what she experienced and what she saw. And when she returned, she told her pastor, this was back in the 18th century, I believe it was, she told her pastor that on this day, at this hour, the Lord said, I would re-enter the gates. And so on that day, some years later, at that hour, she lay on the couch. She was fully healthy, alive. Her pastor and family were around her. Right as the clock began to strike, or the time began to arrive at that time, she bid them farewell. She shut her eyes and left.
Amen. Amen.
See, sometimes people are so concerned about that stack of bills. Or the creditors calling. Or this, that, or the other, that you're surrounded with this eating away at faith, or trying to distract you, or to keep you from this precious faith that we have. I just gave you some statistics of our little old Milky Way. It would take us 2,000 years to get out of the little dot we live in.
Amen.
Among all the trillions upon trillions upon trillions of other dots that are so much larger than our dot.
Amen.
That God knows every one of them by name.
Amen.
And here we worried about how we gonna survive tomorrow. Look at somebody tell you,
you better loose yourself.
What are we talking about here? You got to prosper in your mind.
Amen.
If you see God in a box, he's going to be in a box.
Amen.
But when you start to see him for who he is, and you realize there ain't nothing too hard for God, and that God don't have anybody counseling him, anybody beside him, and all this stuff is in him anyway, and he says he loves you, and you're his own, and you're engraving upon the palm of his hand, you're the apple of his eye, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, child, you be rejoicing like it wasn't no tomorrow. Don't let them little aches and pains distract you.
Amen.
Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is not mad at you.
Right.
Tell somebody, take care of the temple. We don't see not one of the disciples, one of the 12, dying from disease.
Amen.
They gave their life.
Amen.
They wanted a better resurrection.
Yes.
Peter was crucified upside down.
Amen.
Upside down. So the word is, my point right here, we prosper. Our health will improve as our soul prospers.
Amen.
But we need to know when to speak and what to speak.
Amen.
Stop speaking disease.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com.